Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
And a number of flights cancelled today as Dublin Airport continues to recover from weekend chaos as the independent Dublin Airport still feeling the effects of a cyber attack on European airports as a number of flights have been cancelled today. The online hack combined with Saturday's bomb scare that prompted an evacuation of Terminal 2 caused severe issues over the weekend, and I suppose Dublin Airport still reeling, causing problems for people there. Actually, one of the people stranded at Dublin Airport still there this morning. I think we can go over live now to the airport. Jeez, that's very loud. I think the thing's going off there in the background, Keith. Sorry. Boyzone legend Keith Duffy should be over there. Hiya, Keith. Can you hear us? What's it like at the airport this morning?
How are you, buddy?
Hi, Keith.
It's an absolute disaster up here, eh? Myself and Brian McFadden, a.k.a. Boys Life,
yeah,
have already missed our prestigious gig last night in the Cock and Heifer in Doncaster and are currently in grave danger, i.e. 80% plus danger, of missing tonight's gig in the Drunken Duck in Bognor Regis.
Oh, my God.
Brian McFadden is presently asleep on the ground here in front of me in Terminal 2 with a small amount of drool emanating from his personage. It is a violation of his human rights, and that's saying a lot for Brian McFadden. Disgraceful, buddy.
Oh, my God, it's a distressing scenes. Thank you so much for that.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers. Hopefully they'll get you sorted, get you moving, get you over to Bognor Regis in the not-too-distant future.
Me too, buddy.
Cheers, Keith. Ryanair Chief Michael O'Leary should be at the airport as well. Michael O'Leary, can you tell us how things are affecting you? What's up?
Well, this is typical Aer Lingus Terminal 2 nonsense as usual, Ray. It's like the Benny Hill show up here, for God's sake. Ryanair flights, by the way, are completely and utterly unaffected by all this nonsense. And we are running smoothly and on time as usual. We actually have a new flight this morning going to Azerbaijan, one way for $2.99 per passenger. But we will be, as an act of charity, we will have Ryanair staff passing through Terminal 2 this morning, offering temporary tents and temporary shelter for Aer Lingus passengers at $49.99 per hour, for stranded passengers, with fresh water sachets distributed at $9.99 per sip. Other than that, our advice to Aer Lingus, and indeed to you and to Ray and to everybody who's listening, is to belt up and shut up.
Well, this is it. Thank you so much, Michael, for those wise words and fingers. Well, actually, Michael, maybe you can have a word with Keith, go over and wake Brian McFadden up, and you can get them over to Bognor Regis. Could you manage that?
I'm just about to give him a good kicking.
Right, okay, you do that.
On the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.